Welcome to the show. I'm Kathy Ireland. Strategic and effective marketing is important for every business. But how do you know if your efforts are truly working? How do you ensure the best return on your marketing investments? Peter Didick, founder and managing director, Able Medical Cardiothoracic, is with us today to explain how their sternal plating system is revolutionizing sternal closure after open heart surgery. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, we're thrilled that you're here. And can you please tell us about Able Medical Devices and the solutions that you provide?
Sure. So Able Medical is an entity of the Longyear company. They're essentially our umbrella company that gives us a number of different shared services and resources. And within Able, we have three products. One is Gemini. It is a double wire product. We have two-to-patch extracellular matrix, and our flagship product that I'll show you in a little bit is called Valkyrie, and it is a sternal plating device. A couple of really novel things about it, but for the most part, right now in the United States, it's unfortunate, but the leading cause of death is stroke and heart disease. And there's as many as 500,000 open heart procedures that are done every year just in the US by itself. And so this product is actually used to close the chest after open heart surgery.
Can you talk about the history of the Longyear company?
So about 150 years ago, the founder, John Monroe Longyear, at the turn of the 1800s to 1900s, what he would do is he would partner with other landowners, families, and he would split the profit of the resources that he was able to mine or harvest. And so we're located in Marquette, Michigan, so we're in northern Michigan, and he worked out a deal with the Pillsbury family out of Minnesota to harvest some of their millions of acres. And so what he did was he would harvest 440,000 tons of iron ore, send it to Rockefeller in New York for his steel industry, and in turn, it turned him into the second wealthiest man in the state of Michigan behind Henry Ford himself.
What an incredible history. It's amazing. Tell us about the leading edge products that Able Medical Devices creates.
Sure. We try to use material science to make a product that is thermoelastic as a plate. We have hydroxyapatite coated screws, so our screws will actually solicit a bony response in which they will grow bone around them in as little as 8 weeks. The entire product is disposable. So right now on the market, everything has a tendency to, you'll bring in a set with a bunch of different instruments. And, you know, in the same sense that you and I don't want to have to deal with a bunch of instruments, neither do the surgeons. That adds time to the OR, frustration of the surgeon if he doesn't use it just right. And you need something that's going to be better and more effective for the patient, number one.
What would you say makes these devices the very best on the market?
The product is made up of a plate, screws, and instrumentation. So the plate itself is a thermoplastic. If all other plates are metal, what happens as a thermoplastic is it allows it to be flexible. So we made it very flexible in the cephalad-caudad direction so it can accommodate a patient's anatomy pretty darn close to patient-specific. It can be cut, which is also very important, because if a patient, you know, crashes, for example, on the operating table and they've been healed, been implanted, you can imagine it's relatively difficult to cut through a metal plate very easily. But a plastic plate, you can cut through that pretty quick, and then you can palpate the heart and bring the patient back.
Right.
The other thing is it's completely radiolucent. So when you make a device, you try to think of all of the nice-to-haves, should-haves, and your must-haves, and you're trying to think of your marketing advantages there. The screws, as I alluded to earlier, they're all hydroxyapatite-coated. And what's important for that is that will create a bony response from the body. So the body will naturally gravitate to it. It will recruit proteins and osteoblasts and osteoclasts to create a scaffold of bone around those screws. That leads to a faster fusion. And so when you're thinking of always putting the patient first, how do we make a product that is faster for the surgeon, cheaper for healthcare, and fundamentally better for the patient? The final topic that I had to address, and this was part of the benefit of the system, is speed. Out of the package, all of the screws are preloaded, they clip on the plate, and the surgeon can just drive them all in at the same time.
So can you show us what you've
got? Sure. So this is the plates. The plates are beige. They are anodized with titanium screws, and they're all coated with hydroxyapatite. And then the system itself is really simple. I mentioned the instrument set. Well, this is the total instrument set. And then it comes with a power driver, so you can just attach the bit on there. This guy can be used multiple different ways. So this is an illustration of what I was talking about with it being very flexible. And so you can see that the screws are all preloaded. I'm just flip this guy over. And so the scrub tech, so the individual on the back table to expedite the procedure, will take this little clip, clip it on the plate so it holds in place, okay. And they'll just drive it down. So I can even do this while I look at you. And then you go to the first one. And that's it. So the entire system gets implanted. You know, you could put in a plate in about a minute. And so when you think of just the overall cost of time in the OR,
right.
It's a significant cost savings.
And the safety, I mean, all
Correct.
Of it. That's incredible. Yep. Peter, can you talk about the importance of a great team and what makes yours so spectacular?
Yeah, absolutely. That's I love the segue because that is one of the biggest things that I think is our overall strength really is the fact that we manufacture everything in-house. So there is no secondary processing. It's all done by cardiothoracic specific engineers. Our sales force is entirely cardiothoracic specific. So we're very focused on trying to make sure that we can improve the patient's health and just stay focused on being a cardiothoracic company.
Peter, congratulations on all your success. And I understand there's some recent accolades. Can you please talk about that?
Recently, I won the SARNS American Heart Association Inventor of the Year for this Valkyrie product. And so it's a nice way to give a testament to all the hard work with the company and the idea that was generated. And it's been, like I said, these last couple of years have been really fun, but it's also great to get acknowledged by an organization like that as well.
Peter, congratulations to you and just continued success. Amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Thank you. And thank you for watching. I'm Kathy Ireland.